Change.org remove petition to fire White Lives Don't Matter professor after 20,000 plus signatures. By Jack Montgomery on June 28, 2020. A petition to fire Cambridge professor Priyamvada Gopal, who was promoted after tweeting that white lives don't matter, as white lives, has been removed by Change.org after receiving over 20,000 signatures. Professor Gopal posted her provocative White Lives Don't Matter as white lives message around the same time as Burnley Football Club supporter Jake Heppel had a banner reading White Lives Matter Burnley. Flown over a match at the Etihad Stadium in Manchester, shortly after three white people were stabbed to death in Reading, England. Heppel was fired for the stunt, with Blackpool Airport and the local government authority which operates it also saying they were outraged by the banner and branding its message offensive. Professor Gopal, meanwhile, boasted that the University of Cambridge, which defended her right to express lawful opinion, although it has previously cut ties with academics attacked by left liberal mobs, had actually promoted her after the controversy around her tweet. More than 20,000 people had signed a Change.org petition calling for her to be fired for what it described as racist and hateful statements, before it was taken down. The professor had claimed she was not personally especially fussed by the petition, describing the comments attached to it as a wonderful tale of white supremacy triggered, but suggested that those who wish to report the petition to Cambridge to fire me can be reported to Change.org for harassment, sick, and later told people where to find the link to do so. Professor Gopal has taken a combative posture throughout the ongoing controversy, insisting I stand by my tweets, now deleted by Twitter, not me. The professor also appears in a list of users who liked a tweet thanking her for taking the fight to the hashtag patriarchy and the whites and branding them a disease that needs to be cleansed from the earth, starting with decolonizing their books. The message also appears in the list of liked tweets on her own page, although likes on Twitter cannot necessarily be interpreted as endorsements, and the account which shared it appears to be a parody. The legality of such messages in the United Kingdom, which does not enjoy the same constitutionally protected free speech rights as the United States, is questionable. There are several examples of people being convicted for sending messages deemed grossly offensive under the Communications Act of 2003, with YouTube comic Marcus Meachin, aka Count Dankula, being one of the most infamous. Thousands of people petitioned for a British Free Speech Act in 2018, but it was rejected by the Tory government, then led by Theresa May, on grounds that freedom cannot be an excuse to cause harm or spread hatred. Cambridgeshire Constabulary have indicated that it is their position that Professor Gopal's tweet, specifically, does not constitute an offence, but they are investigating all reports into the racist and threatening abuse that Professor Gopal has suffered. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.